News Talk 1620 WTAW Tuesday update with Officer Kelly McKeithen and the Bryan Police Department has some things on the calendar for this week, beginning this evening.
Yes, we are having National Night Out tonight. I know I've been telling everybody about it and been talking about it for several weeks now. We have 27 registered parties this evening, and officers will be making their way to every one of those parties. It usually starts tonight around 6 o'clock. And we'll end around dark. So if you have a last-minute party you want to put in, then you can call in Sergeant Oliver at 209-5539.
Moving on to Thursday evening, the annual domestic violence candlelight vigil is taking place.
Yes, this is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and Thursday they will have the 19th Annual Domestic Violence Candlelight Vigil hosted by the Brazos County Coalition Against Domestic Violence. It'll be this Thursday, October the 3rd at 7 p.m. at the Brazos County Administration Building, which is located at 200 South Texas Avenue. So if you're a survivor of domestic violence or you've lost a loved one due to family violence, or you just want to support those victims of family violence, please come and join us. If you'd like more information, feel free to contact Shay Johnson with the Bryan Police Department at 209-5367.
And if those things aren't enough, you've decided that you're going to play virtual ride-along.
Yes, I'm going to do another virtual ride-along. We did one back in April, and it was a great success. I think people really were receptive to it. So we're going to do one next Friday on October the 11th at 7 p.m., and this time I will be riding with canine officer Chad Hanks and his partner, Con. So if you want to follow along, you need to follow on our Twitter account, and we'll be using the hashtag BPDVRA for virtual ride-along. So if you want to follow along, make sure you follow that hashtag. Or if you want to ask questions, then also include that hashtag so I'll get it.
And your Twitter handle?
Bryan Police.
You also wanted to spend a moment with some congratulatory comments for one of the officers.
Yes, we had a Lieutenant David Johnson. He attended and graduated the FBI National Academy in Quantico, Virginia in September. It's a 10-week program, and it has advanced investigative management and fitness training. And you have to be hand-selected to go to this academy. So it's very prestigious to be able to attend, and he attended with 207 other officers from 49 states and 22 other nations were in his class. And we actually had 15 Texas agencies represented this go-around. So just wanted to give a good shout-out to Lieutenant David Johnson. He is back. And back with his family, so I know that's it's a hard deal to be gone that long from your work and from your family to attend an academy like that.
On to Tuesday trivia.
Tuesday trivia, yes, another scenario. Let's say someone comes to your door. We've had this happen several times, and they tell you that you must have the numerical address painted on your curb, and it's the law states you have to have it on the curb. And they're willing to pay, or they're willing to charge you minimal cost to do that. My question to you is the person telling you the truth? Is it law to have the numerical address on your curb? And if not, or if so, what are the requirements for your numerical address? And how should it be displayed? Go to my Facebook at Bryan Police Department. Put your best guess, and then we will post the answer tomorrow morning.
And then wrapping up with a couple of locations for increased traffic enforcement.
Slow down all over town, but especially in the 400 block of North Oil Rudder Freeway, which is 75 miles per hour near Briarcrest, and the 1600 block of Saunders, which is 30 miles per hour near San Jacinto.
And a couple of other things about the freeway that I like to get on my soapbox about. One.
Let me guess.
Yeah, that's my Tuesday trivia.
Yeah, you have to. If you're going to pass, the left lane is only for passing. Is that your soapbox?
That's one of them.
Okay. Also, make sure that if that officer has his lights activated and he has someone pulled over, that you must slow down or move over. So you have to slow down 20 miles below the speed limit. So you have to go down to 55 miles per hour if you're in the lane closest to the officer, or you have to move into the lane away from the officer. So let's protect our officers and all our other emergency personnel that work on the side of the roadways and move over or slow down.
And that's our Tuesday update. Officer Kelly McKeith in the Bryan Police Department with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.